What happens now on the TV shows that starred people who have been fired for allegations of sexual misconduct? Let's bring in NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
And let's start with House of Cards. Here's a clip.
The identity of the next president of these United States is once again in the hands of a bunch of self-serving, money-hungry, boot-licking, power-seeking politicians who can be seduced or sucker-punched or blackmailed into submission. And all I need is just one more vote than the other guy. As you can see, the Founding Fathers didn't plan for this. But I did. Meet your new daddy.
That is actor Kevin Spacey, of course, as President Underwood. I know, it takes on a whole new meaning.
That's incredibly creepy.
Yeah. Well, and Spacey, as we know, has been fired from his starring role after multiple accusations of sexual harassment and assault. The sixth and final season of the show is still expected to premiere next year without Spacey's character. How is the show going to deal with that?
Well, it's interesting. So first, a massive spoiler alert. Anyone who hasn't watched all of season five of House of Cards, be warned that we're going to talk about how that season ends. And how that season ended was in an interesting place where Spacey's character, Frank Underwood, was president, but he was facing possible impeachment and investigation from a congressional committee. So he agreed with his wife to resign the presidency, let her take over as president, and then the idea was that she was going to pardon him so they didn't have to worry about any sort of investigations. And his idea was that he could get more power in the private sector and also collude with his wife, who would then be president. But in the final scenes, you know, they've been having trouble with their relationship, and she was reconsidering whether or not she was going to pardon him. So this actually leaves the House of Cards producers with a few different decisions. They could decide to have Underwood impeached and going to jail off camera. They could decide to have him befall some sort of fate and kill off the character, or have him facing some sort of prosecution and deciding to leave the country or something like that. But it's interesting that they sort of position the series where they could center the storylines on Robin Wright's character, Claire Underwood, without changing very much of what had happened before. You know, the series was kind of positioned to shift and focus on her more anyway. And that may be one reason why they have decided that they can keep doing the show.
But is it really possible, Eric, for them to keep doing the show without Kevin Spacey's character?
I do think it's possible for them to do a final season. I think it's going to be hard to have his character be present in the show at all. So how do you disappear Kevin Spacey's performance and yet provide something that feels like House of Cards and that is compelling? Now, frankly, I think a lot of people are going to watch just to see what they come up with. But I don't think it's necessarily impossible, because Robin Wright has proven that Claire Underwood's character is compelling and she can be just as ruthless as Frank Underwood was.
And do you think we'll see his face?
Boy, I would imagine we'd have to see it. You know, particularly if he dies, they would have to have like a photo of him or something like that. But other than that, I don't think we're going to see him.
What about Amazon's Transparent? Jeffrey Tambor plays Maura Pfefferman, the trans woman at the center of the show. Here she is talking about dealing with her homophobic sister.
Well, was she at least cordial to you?
No. Is a lizard cordial? She's a filing cabinet with a hairdo. I mean, she hated me when I was male, and you know, when she was little, she used to accuse me of wearing her clothes.
Did you?
Of course I did.
So Tambor has been accused of harassment by two women he worked with on the show. He's called the accusations baseless, but still announced that he's leaving his role. No official word from Amazon about whether the show will move forward. But showrunner Jill Gordon has said there's momentum from inside to continue without Tambor. What might happen here?
So I think it would be hard to continue this show without the Maura Pfefferman character in some way, because the entire heart of the show is this idea that Jeffrey Tambor's character had been hiding his true gender from everyone in his life, or most people in his life, for most of his life, and that that had very severe consequences on his marriage, on his children, on their views of gender and sex and secrets. It's very much about family secrets. Now, I think one thing that could work here even better than in House of Cards might be the death of the character. If Moore were to pass away, there could be a whole season centered on the family sort of trying to cope with the death of the Moira Pfefferman character. And in the last season, we saw flashbacks to when Moira was younger and was publicly identifying as male, and a different actor was playing the character. So you could have flashbacks using that actor. And there had been some talk about trying to cast a trans actress in the role, something that some people felt should have been done from the beginning anyway. But I do think it would feel a bit gimmicky to take an existing role and cast it with a different actress at this point in the show. And it might be better to kill the character off and let the characters cope with the loss, or even have perhaps Moira just decides to leave, run away, go somewhere, and never have contact with her family again.
Jeffrey Tambor is also a star of Arrested Development, which Netflix has been producing recently. Do you think that show is going to continue?
Well, I think that would be hard to know. There haven't been any allegations that he's done anything on that set. And Netflix has responded differently to different allegations. They acted quickly regarding Kevin Spacey, but there have been allegations about Danny Masterson, who's an actor on a comedy called The Ranch that they do. They don't seem to have reacted much to that publicly yet. They haven't shut down production or removed him from the show. So it's hard to know. I haven't spoken to anyone at Netflix about what they might do about Arrested Development, but that's certainly something they're going to have to address at the very least.
Finally, Eric, we have to talk about morning television. Charlie Rose fired by CBS after 8 women came forward accusing him of harassment. And then, of course, Matt Lauer this week fired by NBC News, allegations against him as well. What are these two morning shows going to do, CBS This Morning and The Today Show?
I mean, what's sort of astonishing about this is that, you know, Matt Lauer was the king of morning television, arguably the most powerful and perhaps best paid TV personality in TV news. And there's been this highly competitive battle between The Today Show and Good Morning America for ratings and for profit. And Good Morning America has more total viewers, but The Today Show has more viewers that advertisers like, viewers aged 25 to 54. So theoretically, it probably makes more money. CBS was about to be a contender and break in, and it was getting some of the best ratings in the morning it had seen in a long while. With Charlie Rose as part of a three-person team. Now he's gone. And the thing about CBS is they don't have much of a bench in terms of male anchors. So the people who've been filling in that we've seen, they're great journalists, but they don't have the profile. They're not near the profile of a Charlie Rose. And Page Six, the gossip sheet, had a story saying that CBS wanted Oprah to fill in at least part-time. She's a contributor on 60 Minutes, and she's friends with Gail King, right, one of the co-anchors on The Morning Show. I doubt that's going to happen, but that's, you know, that's the kind of casting about they have to do for a successor there. At NBC, they've always had a policy of having redundancy among their anchors more. So you have Willie Geist, who's ready to step in.
Right.
You have Carson Daly, who could step in. You have Al Roker, who could step in. And frankly, I'd like to see them go far afield. I mean, Michelle Norris, somebody who did a great job on All Things Considered and once worked in television, I'd love to see her on CBS and maybe have three women leading that show. Anderson Cooper is somebody who makes a lot of sense if it's possible for him to do, because he was a contributor on 60 Minutes. Now, here's the thing that might really be interesting. There's been some talk about Brian Williams, and he is, of course, very tarnished. I would wonder, because the head of NBC News right now is a friend of his, if they might not have somebody like Willie Geist replace Lauer short term and try to figure out a way to slowly introduce Brian Williams as the male anchor and get people used to the idea of seeing him again, because he's been hosting an 11 p.m. show on MSNBC. That's a long shot, and I think the reaction to that might be really harsh. But it's an interesting idea, and I wonder if they might not try it if they were desperate.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thank you so much.
Thank you.